I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, with the remodeling of the VOA News Now schedule, our thoughts turn to construction-related slang, or more precisely, words related to construction that have other meanings in slang.
But what are these pigs doing here? It looks like slang man David Burke in Los Angeles has once again built the perfect framework, his own slang version of the classic children's story, The Three Little Pigs.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who grew up and decided to build their own homes. The thought of building their own homes was groundbreaking, which of course means something that had never been done before, because they didn't really dig construction.
Didn't like it.
Yeah. Didn't like it. Well, said one of the pigs, let's get down to brass tacks, which means let's talk seriously. We each need to build a strong home that will be safe from the mean old wolf. I'm going to build a house made of straw, said the first little pig. What a screwy idea, said the other little pigs. Now, a screwy idea means a crazy idea. It's screwy. And what are you going to build your house out of? Asked the first pig to the second pig. I'm going to build my house out of sticks. But sticks aren't strong at all, said the other little pig. Now, don't get all unglued, which means don't get all upset. Don't come apart. A single stick may not be strong, but several sticks will be as tough as nails, which means will be very strong. And a person can be tough as nails also. If you have a boss who's very strict, that boss is tough as nails. Well, finally, the third little pig said, your ideas aren't very concrete.
Uh-huh.
I love
very
that
good.
One.
Very good.
Which means simply, your ideas aren't very, they're not very good.
Not
they're
very not, solid. Not very
good.
Exactly. They're concrete. They don't stick together well. After all, sticks and straw aren't strong enough against the wolf. Really? And what are you going to build your house out of? The third little pig thought about it for a moment, and then suddenly it hit him. Like a ton of bricks. That's it. Bricks. And by the way, if you get hit by a ton of bricks, it means something came to you, an idea suddenly came to you with extreme
force.
Extreme force, right? It hit me like a ton of bricks. Bricks, said the other two pigs. Yes, you hit the nail on the head. Which means that is exactly right. A very common expression used by everyone. You hit the nail on the head. Okay, let's all make a deal to help each other starting tomorrow afternoon. We'll help each other build our homes. Let's shake hands and cement the deal.
Cement being the active ingredient in concrete, right?
Which exactly.
People often confuse the two. But
well, something that's very concrete is very solid. But if you cement a deal, it means you're putting the deal together, and now we've cemented it, which means it can't be broken. They all shook hands and ramped up the project. So when you ramp up a project, it simply means to start a project.
Or you're speed it up or increase it, right?
Exactly. After 1 week, all three houses were finally built. That night, suddenly, the first little pig heard someone yelling outside his straw house. It was the wolf, and he was totally hammered, which means completely drunk. Well, if you don't open up this door right now, said the wolf, I'm going to blow your house down. Well, after a moment, the wolf inhaled deeply and blew out with all his might until the house collapsed. Well, the scared little pig ran down the road to the second pig's house, but the wolf, who had a very large build, followed him. So a large build.
Oh.
More construction slang.
Big
guy. You have a big build, or if you're built, it means you're powerful and muscular. Again, after a moment, the wolf inhaled with all his might and blew down the house. The two pigs really painted themselves into a corner. Well, when you paint yourself into a corner,
you can't get out.
You can't get out. You've created a situation that you cannot get out from. So they ran to the third pig's house to be safe from the wolf. But once again, the wolf followed them. Frustrated, the wolf started to climb up the house in order to get in. Well, fortunately, the second pig had a friend who was a police officer. Well, just as the wolf was about to go down the chimney, the police officer nailed him for trespassing.
Ooh.
Ow.
Got him.
Yeah. When you get nailed, it means you get in big trouble.
So the wolf got arrested, and the three little pigs could now lay the groundwork to live happily ever after. The end.
Slang man David Burke invites you to his home made of electrons on the web. Learn about his teaching materials at www.slangman.com.
And our address here is voanews.com/wordmaster. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirball.